Good afternoon. Today's podcast will address the AADE accreditation program. On February 27, 2009, AADE received approval from the U.S. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services to become a recognized national accreditation organization, and that will be effective March 29, 2009. This makes AADE one of only three such organizations. This means AADE can accredit programs that wish to furnish outpatient diabetes self-management training, or what we call diabetes education. The following quote is from one of our accredited program coordinators and best describes AADE's accreditation process. Just the fact that AADE has a telephone interview as part of the process made a huge difference, as I was then able to explain my program for better understanding, and the reviewer and I worked together on it with a two-way helpful dialogue. We also received one that said, "I am so glad that AADE has made this available, and I look forward to working with them the next go-around." We thought it would be helpful to cover questions we've been receiving, so I've asked Lois Voss Barnwell, our Director of Accreditation, to join us to answer some of the most frequently asked questions. So, Lois, can you tell me, how does a program become accredited by AADE?
Well, thank you for asking. AADE has developed online tools to help you get started. They are available on the AADE website under Professional Resources DSMET Accreditation Program. The application itself is meant to be simple, while at the same time it aims to be thorough and ensure high quality.
Thank you, Lois. Here's another question. What is the cost to my program to initiate accreditation?
AADE accreditation enables programs to accredit multiple sites with one application and one flat fee. Initial accreditation and reaccreditation fees are for 3 years. For programs with 1 to 10 sites, the fee is $800. For programs with 11 to 20 sites, the fee is $1,200.
So, Lois, how long does the accreditation process take?
Well, from receipt of the application and fees through accreditation approval or denial, the complete process takes 4 to 6 weeks.
Will I be able to receive reimbursement if my program is accredited?
Yes, you will be eligible to receive reimbursement from Medicare and most likely from private payers.
So, Lois, can you provide me an example of the type of settings that would be considered sites for my program?
Yes, for example, one accredited program may offer diabetes education in a hospital outpatient clinic, plus a church, a YMCA, a physician's office, and a wellness center. Within the five sites, only the geography changes, not the quality of the program.
So, Lois, do I need both AADE and ADA accreditation?
No, you only need one.
So exactly why did AADE choose to pursue accreditation status?
Well, for the past several years, AADE has been encouraging greater access to diabetes education. This will provide patients with additional high-quality diabetes education choices when and where they want it. As the only organization dedicated solely to diabetes education, it was a natural next step for AADE. We have the expertise and resources required to support these programs in their efforts to provide optimal diabetes education and care.
Thank you, Lois, and thank you to all of our listeners. For additional information, please contact AADE at 1-800-338-3633 or by email at deap@aadenet.org.